It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Am I tough enough?
Strong and stable leadership.
Total rhubarb.
Hell yes, I'm tough enough.
Shut the fridge.
Not another one.
It's the Politics Show podcast.
Love podcasts, hate nonsense. It's the Politics Show podcast, ladies and gentlemen. The bitch is back.
He's back.
Did you miss me, fellas?
Yes. I think the audience did.
Did they?
Yeah. They were frustrated that it was just a two-person pod.
Really?
They were crying out for Doug Moore. More Doug Moore.
Is that true?
I don't know. I don't read all the comments the way that Ed does.
Wow.
It's a damning insight into my psyche. Just inflicting psychological comments. My flatmate asked me the other day, was like, oh, do you like read the comments? I was like, yeah. He was like, is that a good thing to do? No. You shouldn't read the opinion of hundreds of strangers about you.
Do you read every single one?
I think every single comment I read.
That drain opening outside is really bothering me.
Yeah,
cool.
I've got an open feud with a company.
Oh, do you?
Who come at 11 o'clock at night to fit Wi-Fi cables. And they take the drains up to do it.
Yeah, that's antisocial, isn't it?
Well, they're not meant to be doing it, but they get away with it because it's central London.
Why do you think you read every single comment? In case you're looking for one where someone says something nice about you.
It's vanity. Because the nice ones, I'm like, ooh, thank you. The other ones, I'm like...
And when you read a not nice one?
Oh, horrible. Yeah. It's not great. So remember it, people.
Remember the human.
Remember the human.
Hashtag be kind.
Hashtag be kind. Hashtag delete all the comments. Abusing Ed. Self-police as a community.
Do you not think that because you don't know who those people are, and therefore you don't respect them because you don't know who they are, mm-hmm. that their opinion is meaningless?
I think there was a good example. Someone put on Twitter about this story about they had spent ages on Reddit arguing with someone in quite like, I think they were seriously arguing about something. He then clicked on the user's profile and they were a really, really keen user of r/ piss drinking. So, not everyone.
Fresh piss or old piss?
I don't know. I think, well, both are bad, aren't they?
But what? I mean, would you bottle it or like, do you mean like
straight
just,
from the source?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I've, sort of like one of those fonts that are in East London.
It's a very diluted blowjob.
Sorry, hang on. What?
Less viscous.
Sorry, piss drinking is like a blowjob.
Ed thinks that getting a blowjob is pissing in someone's mouth. We've been doing it for years.
Is it not?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
I don't know.
No, I think there's a new trend, isn't there, where you sort of... rather than putting it in like a wine cellar, you put the bottles at the bottom of the sea. Are you familiar with that?
Sorry.
Of piss.
I'm still on piss.
No, wine.
Wine.
You jumped from wine.
Right, okay.
But you could try it with piss. I wonder what it would taste like.
I think the kink with piss is that it's fresh piss. I don't think it's...
It's not old piss.
I don't think it's bottled. Because I don't think it's something that improves with time.
Ferments.
Well, you Philistine. You clearly have an unsophisticated palate.
Oh, do you have any natural piss?
Biodynamic piss. Are you familiar with the suitcase full of piss test? Thought experiment.
No.
So.
Oh, we are so back.
I make it 4 minutes, 30 seconds.
There was legitimately for 2 weeks, there was none of this. It was like really quite serious.
What did you guys talk about?
Blowjobs. No piss, though.
No, but anyway, suitcase full of
yeah,
piss.
So like. For example, if you were to do something that is like morally wrong, mm-hmm. but isn't technically illegal. So imagine you're about to go on holiday mm-hmm. and you attend the airport and you're at security and your bag gets flagged. It goes through the thing and it's... And you get to the bit where they open your suitcase up and inside the suitcase is just loose piss. Right? There's just piss sloshing around in the suitcase.
You can't be doing that because that's over 100 millilitres.
Not if you check it.
Well, yes, I suppose technically in that sense. But although they've stopped doing that now at some airports, I don't know if you're across that.
Right.
Anyway, but that's not the purpose of the thought experiment. Okay. Ignore that.
Okay.
There's nothing technically illegal about... Fucking hell. You're not wrong about how annoying that is.
I know.
I'm trying to tell a very serious story right now. There's nothing technically illegal about presenting yourself at an airport with a suitcase full of piss and saying, I want to take this on holiday with me.
Bin Laden pre-9/11.
Yeah, look, it's in a pre-9/11 world, sure. But that doesn't mean that it's morally acceptable to do that.
But then what's immoral about that? It's deviant. It's certainly deviant, but I don't necessarily think it's immoral.
I would say forcing someone to like search through your suitcase that's just an ocean of piss.
But they're not it's not necessarily going to be searched.
Yeah, and you know, you could argue that you're carrying piss at all times.
What's next? People with colostomy bags can't get on flights?
This is the post-line.
You let him on with the colostomy bag. You're discriminating against me. It's just a bag of piss.
Like a carrier bag.
I don't like using public toilets.
It's an external bladder. This is in all of you.
My girlfriend's going to give me a blowjob later.
Did you genuinely not do this whilst I was away?
I don't think we did. I think we kept it.
No, we were...
Serious?
We were all politics, no piss.
Someone observed that when it's just two of us, in any combination, it's just a lot more serious. About three, something magic happens.
It's the magic number. Okay, well, would you like to do some politics?
No, piss.
Where do you think Saddam Hussein pissed when he was in the cave?
Up.
Because you know there was the fan in there.
So,
wait, are you talking about Saddam when he was in like the thing in the ground?
Yeah. Because, say he's in situ, pissing.
Yeah.
Fan on.
Maybe it was like.
You wouldn't do it towards the fan. I think it'd be quite. There's no way he would like even tried that.
Do you have in your friendship circles? Like Snapchat stories or like a piece of content that is lives like strong. Mm-hmm. Like in one of mine, there's one called Wine Tasting Gone Wrong, where it's like it's late 2015. It's real like halcyon days, young professional London. We haven't Brexited yet. Everyone, the economy's not going great, but everyone's sort of getting
there's
by living in Putney. Yeah, there's a lot of fintech going on.
It's
Silicon Roundabout Old Street vibes, right? Yeah. And there's maybe 10 to 15 young professionals in this like Battersea kitchen, and there's a sommelier, and they've all got these huge glasses, and they're all, you know, taking the aromas in and sampling wines and eating cheese. That's the start of the Snapchat. And then hard cut, next post in the story, and it's a man, butt naked, lying on like his back and shoulders with his legs in the air, with his mouth open, just pissing in his own mouth.
Why?
What and tasting gone wrong? No, I think he just got drunk. And
it's Ed receiving a blowjob.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
No, it's Ed giving himself a blowjob.
You're like the only man I know who can do that.
Marilyn Manson didn't need to take out two ribs. Why you can just piss in your own mouth.
Look.
I can't believe we've got 10 minutes of piss content.
No, they're going to be fucking furious.
I think they'll be quite excited.
It's going to make my reading the comments really difficult.
bunch of sixth formers talking about piss. Yes. Go and watch the rest of his politics.
That's the USP.
It's going to be on Channel 4.
The piss cast.
No, not the piss cast. Sorry, yeah, that's what Channel 4's election coverage is going to be. Rory Stewart and Alistair Campbell talking about populism and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. What's Politics Joe doing? Piss cast.
Uh-huh. Imagine how annoying our election coverage is going to be for people. Or we're going to have to be on absolute best behaviour for
We missed the exit poll.
How much piss do you think Rishi Sunak has?
Yeah, Schrodinger's piss. Does Rishi Sunak carry piss in his suitcase or not?
We should spread that rumour.
Huh?
We should spread that rumour.
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect. Again, that goes back to not morally right, but not illegal.
Reckon Rishi Sunak wees sitting down.
What's wrong with weeing sitting down?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No, I'm genuinely curious.
For men, it's deviant.
Why is it deviant? Is it not just more... Is it? I don't know.
It's a special treat once in a while.
Yes. Hungover. Bit hungover.
Doing it all the time is just indulgent.
Bit hungover. Sit down, wee.
We have urinals. You can.
No, you still sit down in it.
Rishi Sunak sits down to wee but faces the cistern. Because he's scared of falling in.
A friend of mine from school got a lifetime ban from the pub we used to go in because he took a shit in a urinal.
Why?
You know, 18-year-olds, you're just being a dickhead.
I think I'm on the pub side.
Oh no, for sure. No, I'm not saying it was an illegitimate ban. It was actually incredibly frustrating as well because if he was out, you couldn't go to that pub.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that you mention this because on Friday I was at the Owl and the Pussycat in Shoreditch.
Yeah.
And a man went to walk behind me into the ladies and was like, oh, but it's 2024. And I was like, absolutely, sir. And then we were having this little back and forth and he goes, oh, I'll piss sitting down anyway. So it's just funny that this came up.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, he was...
Yeah, I wouldn't be going around telling people that.
Well, no, it was part of the...
Oh.
Part of the banter.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you don't think he does, actually.
And then I said, well, I don't. He did not laugh. And I was like, that's funny.
I suppose you could just have a she-wee, couldn't you?
No, I don't think that's...
Do people do... Is that just a festival thing?
Even at a festival, I don't think it's a very practical thing to do.
How does it work?
It's like a funnel, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think, I think that you should be able to squat, really. I think it's...
We're 13 minutes in now.
Shit.
Right, okay, 10 more minutes of this. Rishi Sunak uses a shiwi.
I don't think that you get anything out of a shiwi that you don't get out of just squatting, you know?
Is it directional? Is that what it is?
Well, I don't know. Is your penis directional?
Yeah.
Well, so massively. It sort of works like that.
Yeah, so it is then.
Yeah.
It's like a compass.
What, yours points to true north?
Yeah, yeah.
Yours is actually...
It's magnetic.
Or yours is not directional.
I'm always facing north.
Or it's like a cartwheel. When was the last wee you took sitting down?
After my stag do.
Oh,
that
really?
A while ago.
It really is a treat for you then.
Yeah. No, it is. It's definitely a treat.
Yeah.
It can't be a lifestyle.
You didn't even treat yourself to it on your wedding day.
No. No, he was busy.
No.
Doing what?
We've not even introduced ourselves. which I've insisted on doing.
He actually has. He's been asking me a question and then he goes, oh, sorry, in case you're new to this, this is Ava.
Yeah, I actually quite recently had a conversation, I think it might have been with Sean, actually, about making the podcast more accessible for people that haven't listened to a previous episode. And I like the fact that we had that conversation and I've just disregarded it entirely. And I haven't introduced either of you. I haven't set out the stories that we're going to talk about. We're just about to get to 15 minutes in and we're still talking about piss.
Yeah. And you wonder why the piss cast is not prime time television.
We should have rebranded it to the piss cast.
I quite like the piss cast as a name.
Yeah, sure.
We're brand friendly.
Yeah, sure.
It was brand friendly before we called it the piss cast. SheWe could sponsor it.
Yeah. Well, we've just laid it off for him.
SheWe, no, because like, yeah, I've just said that. I don't.
Yeah. Armitage Shanks.
I could get on with a SheWe if you need me to.
Mm-hmm. Some like UTI medication.
UTI, right, okay. So everything's
cranberry
up.
Juice.
Cranberry juice.
Oh, ocean, what the fuck are they called?
Have you ever had a UTI?
No. Sounds awful. Have you?
No.
Why are we doing this?
We're catching up. Ocean Spray.
Yes.
The name of it.
Yeah.
Which sort of goes right. Actually, there's a nice circle back. I think we've completed all of it now because it started with piss tasting, didn't it?
Yeah.
And Ocean Spray doesn't taste like piss.
Well, no, because he was talking about putting piss wine at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, of course he was. Nice.
Rwanda?
Yeah, I think Rwanda, yeah. Do you want to do intros? Probably.
If this is the first time you're... If somehow 15 minutes in, you're still watching or listening, and this is the first episode.
The first thing you've listened to, and you've made it all the way through this so far, you are going to love the back catalogue.
Oh, yeah.
Free, you should check out the other episodes.
They're going to have a really great time.
You should start with our 4-hour extravaganza.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good one.
That's a good idea.
Not the first time we've spoken about pissing either.
When did we...
Shitting, pissing, kissing.
Oh, yeah. And fingering.
Was there fingering as well?
You told a fingering story off the back of the shitting, pissing and kissing.
That's a good story.
It's really funny. If you can find the shitting, pissing and kissing episode, it's not called that. I reckon that's probably roughly like episode 15.
You know, there's a lot of views on our 4-hour podcast.
Mm.
There's a lot.
More than usual.
We went back and you haven't... I actually have looked at the comments of those recently. Sean and I looked at them together. And a lot of them are about my nipples.
What? Really?
I think it was really cold in here. And we were all too drunk to notice. So there's that you could go and watch.
I'm glad I haven't looked at that, to be honest with you. I still, like, even just talking about it now, it makes me go a little bit cringe.
The podcast?
The boozy one, yeah.
Yeah, same.
Because we really...
Sent it.
Went for it, yeah.
You don't look straight for a good hour. You're just like, the whole time you're like...
Glassy eyes.
I think it was when I was, demanding that Harry show me pictures of sharks.
Yeah, whale sharks. Yeah. Also, though, I don't know if we talked about this, but immediately after the records, on both our journeys home, we ended up talking to people who liked the podcast.
Mm, yes.
Just blind drunk.
Mm. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Did I fall asleep in a taxi? Yeah, I think I did.
I don't know how you both even tried to go on tube. I couldn't even walk out there.
Pushed home.
Yeah.
In a cart.
That'd be good.
That would be good.
Mm.
Like a shopping trolley.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Didn't you get a black cab home?
Yeah. I got a black cab all the way home.
See, I got
fucking hell.
Can I say, I got a black cab home. Normal. Fine. Respectable. Where he lives.
Yeah.
Obscene. Yeah, ridiculous.
It was obscene. Yeah, it was. It was bad. It was bad. But, and I didn't even stay conscious to appreciate the journey.
The glamorous journey through London.
Yeah. There is something quite nice about that. Like, you know, when you cross like one of the bridges.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the back of a cab.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sometimes living in London, you do things and you're like, oh, this is cool. It's like 16-year-old me would think this is a cool thing to be doing.
4-hour podcast, blind drunk.
Yeah, actually as well. That's not necessarily just a London thing.
16-year-old you, like in the past, been like, yeah, rock on, yeah. Brother.
What's the coolest thing that you've done in London recently?
Left it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one for the...
for the regional audience.
That's one for the 2% in Manchester.
Coolest thing.
This is really hard because whatever he says, he knows we're going to fucking rip the piss out of him for
it. Oh, remember like when I said I'd been to Hackney? And you're like, no, you haven't!
Where did you go?
Where? Recently? What, the weekend? Cumbria.
What? What are we are we having a conversation or are we just saying things?
I thought you asked me
where
I went.
You just said Hackney and I said, where did you go?
Oh, in Hackney.
We were talking about London.
Sorry, I thought you were asking me...
Cumbria.
Sorry, I butchered that conversation. It's not great podcasting.
No, this is terrible. It's actually terrible.
Shite.
And we also have less time than usual because we have to finish at half past. We have half an hour left now.
Okay. Well, who's in charge?
Me. No, I'm loving it.
Fucking do something.
You know that I love. You know that I love doing this. You know that I love doing this.
What did you get up to in Cumbria?
I was on a stag do.
Yeah.
Which would be fun.
Fucking love a stag do.
What were the chickens doing?
They lived there. They lived in that house.
Oh yeah.
We were staying in this big massive house in a place called Castle Carrick, which is like 20 minutes from Carlisle, and it was just this big guest house essentially that slept 16 people. There were just chickens roaming the garden. It was nice. A huge garden.
But you said they lived in the house.
Sorry, they lived at the house, not in the house.
Some of my friends at Aberystwyth Uni for an entire year had a pet chicken.
Really?
And they just put it in one of the rooms of the house.
Oh, okay.
Never cleaned it.
That's right. Disgusting.
It was full of chicken shit.
Yeah, why would an animal need cleaning out?
And then they checked out, but handed the keys back to the landlord and just left one of the bedrooms. Just
stop it. Where was the chicken?
With the chicken.
Yeah, they took the chicken with them, obviously. Right. He's their boy.
But left the shit there.
But yeah, full of chicken shit, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's horrid.
Maybe landlords have a point.
You could say that chicken had been pissing, kissing and shitting in there.
You could. You could be saying that.
Pissing,
do chickens kiss?
They just peck. He's back. Podcasting's good again.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Rwanda?
How do you feel about that drain?
I love that they're still going, whatever the fuck they're doing out there.
Yeah, and I bet it's the same company.
Good honesty's work.
If you're a company called JRM,
wow.
I fucking hate you. I've written to Hackney Council about you 5,000 times.
5,000?
Yeah.
I get a bit, when you see someone who you follow for, I don't know, political opinions, mm-hmm. or maybe they're interested in rewilding or something, and then every so often they'll be like, at
Thames Water.
Yeah, it is unacceptable that I have been debited £47 instead of 30. And they've done the thing where
so
it's
undignified.
Like, I have a blue tick Twitter account with like 100,000 Twitter followers, so I am just going to mercilessly leverage this to get you to fix my customer service issue.
Just to be clear, are you and slagging me off?
Yes, because you.
Me?
Yes, exactly what I'm doing. Because you just use the podcast to fight your war with whoever the fuck JRM are.
They suck.
About their Wi-Fi cable laying in the local area.
Can you imagine hearing that?
Oh, get some earplugs.
For 4 hours a night.
Get some earplugs.
Yeah, but the way that my flat is positioned, I'm basically inside the van.
What earth does that mean?
Do you live in the car park?
Like, the window's there, the van will be, like, there.
Right.
Right.
And did you not think your flat was next to a road?
I didn't think that they'd be inside drains at 3 a.m. when I rented that flat. I wanted noise of pubs and pub fallout and people fighting.
Oh.
I didn't want... Oh, my God. Two guys on Friday night, for some reason, went in the front door of the building and then, like, banging on everyone's doors...
What?
It was mental. And they were shouting, like, I'm going to shank you. And then so I was like, and I was like, looking through the, like, you know. Yeah.
The spy hole.
And it was like two guys who, like, definitely worked as accountants wearing suits. And I was like, no, they won't. And I went back to bed.
I'm going to shank you.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Doesn't sound the best.
Yeah, I think they were just being drunk and embarrassing.
By home invasion.
They just got through the front door and were like around the apartment block. Should we do Rwanda?
I really don't think we should.
No?
I think we've got good stuff to talk about.
Do you?
Yeah, I think all the topics are good.
Okay. We've got about 25 minutes left.
Okay.
Yeah? We're going to do it?
Yeah.
I was sort of hoping we'd do the whole episode without actually talking about any of the stories that we wanted to talk about, but...
Go on then.
No. That's selfish of me.
Rwanda.
I like these episodes.
Why don't you tell us about your holiday?
I think... No. No, calling it. We need to, sometimes we do things for us, sometimes we do things for the audience. I mean, let's do them a favour. Let's.
No one is hung on if they don't, you know. No one's
If they're here now, they're coming the whole way.
Yeah, but I think they would, especially because sometimes I always say the episodes where we just kind of chat are because it's quite like a slow news day. Today's not a slow news day.
Okay, but you know, like when men are like, I would drag my balls over spiked nails, fire and glass just so Sydney Sweeney could piss in my mouth.
Sorry. Please get it right. Just so I could give Sydney Sweeney a blowjob, please.
Right. Sorry. So it's like that, except it's loyalists listening to us chat. Absolute shit.
The PJF.
Yeah. Yeah, simps. If you're still listening, I'm afraid you're a simp. Yeah. Have some self-respect.
This is terrible.
Ed's
this is a terrible listen.
Right now. Ed is currently reading your comment.
Crying.
No, I don't know so if I agree with you.
Fair.
It's there like I would drag myself through 30 minutes of pissing, shitting and kissing chat just to hear one political opinion from Ollie Duckmore.
Some assessment. In fairness, you have another platform for that.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And I actually think that dictates it. Because quite often you'll be like, no, we should talk about the politics. And I'm kind of like, well, I actually just want to shit talk for an hour.
You're like, I actually did that on my other part-time job.
Sorry.
I was actually on the radio this weekend.
My other broadcast, so don't worry about that. Let's do it. This isn't a dictatorship, clearly. And I value your opinion.
Yeah.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Shut the fridge.
It's the Politics Show cast.
Shall we kick on?
Okay, let's do Rwanda.
Excellent. You can't just abandon the duties.
You can.
No, let's do it. Ava, what's the latest with the Rwanda bill?
Well, it's being ping-ponged between the House of Commons and the House of Lords. Mm. And today, Rishi Sunak, after his big speech in number 9, Downing Street today, where he announced that he will absolutely stop the boats and those flights are going to take off, is going to make all of those people sit down and push that legislation through. So it could become law tonight. The bill could become a law this evening. Could be up for royal assent quicker than you know it. And that would mean that in 10 to 12 weeks' time, a flight to Rwanda could possibly take off. And it looks like there is one scheduled, or at least one penciled in. And I think it's around 4,000 people have been told that they are eligible for the Rwanda scheme. It's nice when they phrase it like that, because it's like you're going on a nice holiday, but actually you're going to...
Kigali.
Which, by the way, Andrew Mitchell...
Deputy Foreign Secretary.
Is he?
Yeah. That's a new title.
Was it as of today?
As of something. Did he get moved from a different
I heard
post?
Him on the broadcast round talking about it.
Did he? I thought he was just select committee.
Nick Ferrari called him DFS.
Okay, great. Hmm. Well, anyway, so he said that Kigali is actually safer than London. That was his line this morning. So they're going to deport, basically.
What are the criteria for that? Safer in what sense? I mean, in terms of recent genocides, you couldn't say that Kigali was safer than London, could you?
Probably not. Human rights abuses?
Probably not that either.
They're big ones. They're two big ones.
Could you imagine he's found like some really niche criteria? Like, there is less shoplifting in Kigali than London, therefore it's safer. Or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. The police are kinder in Kigali?
He left out...
The police are kinder.
He was actually... It's road safety, but he just left the road out.
There are far fewer traffic accidents.
You're far less likely to be caught for not having an MOT in Kigali.
What is it? What criteria would it be that it's safer there? He wouldn't lie, surely.
All right, hypothetically, what's the population of London compared to Kigali? Because you think London's like south of 10 million.
Per capita.
Yeah, so maybe per capita. What is the population of Kigali? I'm going to feel, you know, you're going to feel really stupid if per capita Kigali is actually safer than
Before
London.
Ava tells us, what do you think the population of Kigali is?
I'm going to say it is 2 million.
I'm going to go 1 million.
1.2 million, yeah. Ollie's closest. That means Ollie gets to piss in your mouth.
It's a D that ends in Y.
just so I get the syntax of this right, the person who's pissing in the other person's mouth.
Yep.
Is the person doing the pissing, are they giving or receiving the blowjob?
Receiving the blowjob.
Oh,
obviously.
I thought you meant who's winning. Which is the preferred position?
So if you're having someone piss in your mouth, you're giving a blowjob.
Yep.
Right, if you're cool. letting letting someone piss in your mouth, you're giving the blowjob.
Yeah.
Is that how you've been doing it before?
Glad we.
How are you supposed to? Anyway. I like how Kigali exists as it is both supposed to be so dreadful that it's a deterrent to people attempting to cross the channel, but equally a really lovely place for them to go. So yeah. it might actually become an attraction to cross the channel.
Because so you can get to Kigali.
Free flight. Free flight to Rwanda.
It's both at the same time, right? Mm. But even for a deterrent, for it to have a deterrent effect, you'd have to, for something to deter you from doing it, there has to be a realistic prospect that it's going to happen to you.
Yep.
And if you're only sending 300 people there, surely you're like, I'll take those odds. Even if it's of the 4,000 that they've told are possibly eligible for it, those are still pretty good odds.
These are not really good odds.
I'd still probably take those odds.
Mm-hmm. 1 in 10.
Yeah, I mean,
less of a chance of going to Rwanda than you do of getting cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Roll the fucking dice. Let's go.
Yeah.
Conversely, you know, like the agreement they've done with Albania.
Yes.
Well, arrivals from Albania have stopped but dramatically reduced. Because it's just, if you come from Albania, we're just going to send you back, full stop. Everyone who comes, you're going back. So
no, but a lot of the people who are eligible for this are Albanian.
So it has a deterrent effect if it's total like that. But if you're saying of the, let's say, 80,000 people that come in a given year, 300 total are going, you go, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, I can just hang out.
Doesn't work. Yeah. I'm all right with that.
So Sunak today as well pledged that he would categorically stop all boats. Now, I think that is an extremely high bar.
Yeah.
To set yourself.
Made a road for his own back.
Yeah. That's, I mean, you can't stop all boats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, even just like the freight traffic alone, that's going to take you so long to organise that. Cruises. How would you stop a cruise? Sorry,
well,
stupid.
With one of those bridge like in Baltimore, I guess.
Was there a revised death? That happened just before I went away. Is there a death Baltimore. Toll? Yeah, is there a final death toll on that one?
Oh, sorry. You want me to find out the death toll of the Baltimore Bridge?
Mm.
Right.
Be good to know.
Be good to know.
You want to You've know if it's safer than Kigali?
Is Baltimore safer than Kigali?
No, surely not.
No way.
No, I don't think so.
There's too many shootings.
Too many shootings in Baltimore.
Oh, I don't know why. I don't know. Six? Six workers, I don't know.
You would have thought it'd be worse than that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it crumbled.
Probably a bit of a dub, if anything. Only six.
It's a dub. Well, six people died.
No, in terms of the scale of the accident.
Yeah.
You know, if that bridge is full.
Yeah, true, actually.
I mean, you must be talking hundreds of deaths.
Yeah, they radioed ahead to close the bridge, didn't they?
Okay.
Did they?
I think the people on the ship were like, oh, fuck, this is about to happen. And so they were like, close the bridge.
Really?
How far in advance did they know? Surely they could have steered away.
I think those ships are so hard to manoeuvre.
Yeah.
Oh, that, I see.
That was the problem with the Titanic. The Baltimore Bridge was in the way of the iceberg. So Sunak today was blaming the Labour Party for stalling the Rwanda plan. They were saying he was fed up of the Labour Party putting up barriers to them getting this legislation through.
Which is interesting when you consider that one of the stages, it was actually Robert Jenrick, his own immigration minister, who voted against it. Lee Anderson, who voted against... Oh, no, sorry, did not end up voting against it, but also still defected to the Reform Party.
God, that was a good day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, Ava.
Mm.
The Supreme Court is not a... It's not part of the Labour Party. I don't think, is it?
Well, it really depends where you're sitting on this, doesn't it?
Because, does it?
Because, you know, I think Suella Braverman, it's plausible she would say that the Supreme Court was infiltrated by the
right,
left.
Right, yeah, sure.
And woke. Lefty lawyers.
Yeah.
They're all lefty lawyers.
But the House of Lords?
Well, it's woke. Got more Conservative MPs, but it doesn't have a Conservative majority.
Mm. Okay, so...
Lefty lords.
Also controlled by the Labour Party, then, I guess. Am I missing any of the other opposition to this?
Civil service.
Yes.
The woke civil service.
Mm. Again, yeah. Famously, Labour Party controlled. Okay, yeah, it makes sense. I get it. Is there any risk that the legislation could be shot down today?
Well, he's going to make them stay there, sit there until it's all the way through.
Because they can do... The Lords has that thing, right? Where if you put the same amendment down twice and it gets rejected again, the bill dies. What's it called? Double thingamajiggy.
Double jeopardy? Mid up.
No, it's not called double jeopardy. It's called double terminus? Interminus? Something like that? I should know this.
Yeah, so the prop... Hang on. I don't
Political
know.
Editor.
Tune into LBC for more.
The sticking point that they have is defining Rwanda as a safe country. Because that's the Lords are following the Supreme Court's advice.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Commons can't override either of those things. Unless the Lords, I don't know, get over it.
suddenly come to their senses.
Double amendment terminus.
But it'll be, I mean...
Double insistence,
okay.
Good word. Good phrase. Good knowledge, everybody.
The problem that you're going to have, though, is in, say, 10 to 12 weeks' time, say, hypothetically, all of this does go through, without leaving the bloody foreign court, the ECHR, it's going to be very difficult to put someone on a flight.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a lot of charities who will argue their case in court.
But isn't that...
That's what he wants.
That's what he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
He wants to make a big fight.
Yeah.
I think it's less about the actual... It's to be seen to be doing something.
And being hampered by...
Being hampered by the Labour Party.
Civil service.
The House of Lords, civil service, charities, do-gooders.
But he doesn't even want the Rwanda plan. That's the point. Mm. He doesn't even want it. He never wanted it. He shot it down when he was Chancellor. He was, you know, he rallied against it for quite some time.
Because it's insane.
Did he call
Dominic
it
Cummings said that it was meant to be like that sort of the nuclear option, the big red button option. And then he's like, he's basically just got too far in that he keeps pushing and pushing and pushing. But it's sort of like he's not actually pushing anything because he doesn't actually want it to go through. It'd be disastrous if it did.
I suppose he's literally everything else he's doing that he maybe does have some, that he does want to do isn't working. Like they're still so far behind in the polls, and so you still think, oh, maybe this will work, even though I fundamentally disagree with it.
I don't. It's even worth think risking it's a poll that thing. I don't.
Do you not think
it's
so?
I think it's honestly like someone who's just like, I will do this, lost all sense of himself.
But they
want to tick off those five pledges, though, don't they? That they made.
Oh, can you remember what they are?
Well, stop the inflation. Boats, inflation 2%.
NHS
waiting list halved.
Two more? Get Brexit, make Brexit work?
That's Keir Starmer.
Damn it. Well, I think that just goes to show you can't really tell them apart. Must be a Brexit one, surely.
Grow the economy. Was that one of them?
I feel like it may have been one of them, yeah.
Halve inflation, grow the economy, get debt falling, cut NHS waiting lists and stop the boats.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Conservative Party are to lose ground to... Reform, like to the right. I think this is like this would appeal to people who perhaps are going to reform from the Tories.
Mm.
I think this probably is about polling rather than just having to go through like a manic episode of forcing something through.
What's Reform's policy on this? Turn the boats around.
It is turn the boats around, isn't it? I think nice. They may have also they wanted to fund the French police as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which the Tories are already doing. Mm.
I like the idea of just like a traffic warden at the standing on the White Cliffs of Dover, like, turn around, pal.
Yeah.
We're full.
Defund the RNLI.
They just go out and puncture all the boats.
The French are doing that. There was a story about that not so long ago, that the French are puncturing the boats while they're in the water. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and there's like...
What, like at sea?
Yeah, but not that... Like far enough out that they're at sea, but far enough in that they could swim back.
If they can swim.
That's a big
risk. If they can swim. Yeah, it's awful.
That's
really, it's really evil, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Really evil.
Because if... Let's just say you were going to puncture the boat, the decent thing would be to puncture it on the beach.
On the beach.
Well, they do that too.
Do they?
Yeah. They're... We saw a few pumps, didn't we, on the beach when we were in Calais?
I think so.
No, it was Dunkirk we were in. And then they said, he told us, didn't he, that fixer, that they come with huge, like, sort of machetes and stab the boats. But there's a Decathlon that's right by the beach that sells all the boats.
That's the market in action. That's the invisible hand.
Yeah. You know,
it just sells boats.
There's some guy there
the
who's
store
doing
manager
stock tape.
Is like, fucking tennis balls, fuck off.
Yeah.
We just need boats.
No football.
What are you doing?
No footballs here, pal. We've got an onboard motor, though.
Yeah.
Decathlon in the UK. I've never seen anything to do with boats.
No.
Decathlon in France.
It's really,
a rib.
Yeah.
It's a regatta store more than anything.
Didn't you ride a pal?
Mm.
I don't know if I'd be able to stab one of those boats. Like physically, if you had a machete, if you think about it, not sharp end, like one of the rounded ended machetes, and how the PSI of those boats, do you think you could swing it and it wouldn't just bounce back?
You'd need to give it some welly.
Mm.
Multiple cuts as well. They're tough. I think like...
Because it's not like an inflatable donut, is it?
No, but I think there's something like, this might be pure... completely false, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Great.
I think the fin of a porpoise.
Porpoise, yeah.
Can cut through a rib.
What's a porpoise?
Like a dolphin thing.
It's like partway between a dolphin and whale.
Okay.
They sort of have that rounded.
I think if you see, I think if it comes up for air underneath a rib, it like the fin of it could puncture it. Don't fact check this.
You think you can say something like that? You know that's the sort of thing that I'm will interest me.
Yes, I think...
I need to know if that's true.
I think I'm 60%.
I don't know if there would be any documented instances of this, even if it was true. Can...
I don't want to say that I could stab the boat, because...
Morally, you just wouldn't
you
able
know
to
you
bring
would.
Yourself to do it.
Like, you know when like prime ministers
that's,
have
that's
to say
that's better
the
line than
button.
What I was going to say. I was like, it's sort of like my football thing where I like to pretend I can't do things because then I don't have to do them. You know, like using a hammer, for example.
Hmm.
Changing your tyre.
Weaponizing incompetence.
I am weaponizing incompetence all the time. Mm-hmm. I am...
It's good to win, but men get into trouble for it.
Huh?
Men get into trouble for weaponizing incompetence.
Yeah, but you know, if you can use it on the black market, then it's all right.
The black market.
Where did you see this story, Ed?
So, I think someone told me when I was a child.
That a dolphin...
It might have been my grandpa, who's dead, so don't say anything.
Your granddad told you that a dolphin regularly stops migrants crossing the channel.
No, oh, no. Did
by
you, were
you slicing
listening?
Through boats. From Decathlon.
And saving them and bringing them to shore.
The porpoise, the French porpoise are doing more to fulfill Rishi Sunak's agenda than the French Guardia.
Because you can.
Guardia?
The guards, the French guards. Because you can train dolphins to do things like that.
Yeah. Attack
dolphins. They've sabotaged dolphins.
You watch, this is going to end up in like the manifesto.
Minesweeper dolphins.
Yep, dolphins with laser beams attached to their heads.
Well.
Yeah.
You probably just need to put like a machete's probably overkill to be honest with you, on their backs.
It'd be hard to swim with that as well.
Yeah.
And you could risk killing the dolphin. If it like detached.
Should we talk about...
And it would sink.
I think it's a lost cause. I think we've got like 5 more minutes of shit talking about this. And
I think we should, right. I think we can move past it.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
No, having just lied to the audience.
Why did fucking research for about 2 hours?
What did you research?
Where the hell did you spend 2 hours looking at whether porpoises can puncture boats? That's mental.
What did you research?
I was just reading about the stories that we were going to discuss.
What story did you specifically research? Oh, I saw you looking at Mark Mingus. Do you want to read out the...
I love Mark Mingus.
Why don't you read out...
People are saying Menzies, but I thought it was Mingus. I think probably it is Menzies.
Read out the poem.
No, I'm not going to read out the poem I wrote about Mark Menzies. God, this is libelous.
Because I always thought Menzies was like...
Okay. Let's retop this. Let's just back up a little bit. Mark Menzies, MP. He's gone. He's resigned. He's quit. He's lost the whip, but he said he's not going to stand at the next election. He's gone.
Election.
Yeah.
Election.
Next election.
We call them prawns because they look like prawns.
It's a shite.
He strongly denies the allegations that have been made against him.
The allegations are so good.
It is alleged that he called his campaign managers
yes
at about 3 a.m.
She's 78. Yeah. You're wearing a 78-year-old woman.
Asking for $5,000.
Yeah.
Saying that he'd fallen in with some bad people. And he needed the money to get out. He was locked in a flat. The woman he originally called said she couldn't give him the money because she was the former campaign manager. So his current campaign manager called him up and he said, yep, but it's now £6,500.
they were doing that thing that they do on the stocks. Price, what's it?
The bad men were giving him a countdown.
Bad men, I think he met on a dating app as well. I think is
really?
Yeah, where that came from. Anyway, so
alleged.
All of this is alleged, and he denies it.
An alleged dating app.
It's alleged because everyone else isn't using it for dating.
It's like Pinterest.
It's like Fiverr. I thought this really cost £5.
Cost a lot more. Too.
And then the next day, it then transpires that he wanted $35,000. But that was for medical costs. That's what he said it was for.
Yeah.
And so the allegations are then that also Tory donors, campaign funds were used to fund these things. He denies that. The police are investigating. And I think the Tory party as well have done an internal investigation but said there wasn't anything wrong with the use of campaign funds.
Because the money didn't go to the party. It went to the MP.
Mm.
Now look, you cannot guarantee when you are donating to an MP... that it's going to supply an office manager or whatever. You don't stipulate what they're going to use the money for, right? All you want is to buy influence.
I think, can we do a role play of
all right, Mark.
Mark and the campaign manager?
Yes, but just what I will say before we do that is that I think whilst you may not be able to stipulate what the money gets used for, I think you should be able to say, I don't want to use this.
Yeah.
To pay off the bad people you've fallen in with.
Yeah, but if that buys you influence with that MP.
Yeah, sure. So again, this role play, highly fictionalised account.
Oh, entirely.
Mainly because your name is not Mark.
No.
Your name is not...
Caseworker?
Mingus.
Mingus in bio.
Mingus in bio.
Mark Minge is quite a good like character name, isn't it?
Mark Minge. Mingy.
Mingy, you old bastard. How are you?
Like the worst friend of a friend, you know, is called Mingy.
Okay. So you guys are going to do a role play. Okay. You're Mingus.
No, you can be in it, Ollie.
I'll be like the operator. So I dial up, you call me up and I'll be connected to
okay,
you.
We're in like 1960s.
Yeah.
When he's been operator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Operator.
No. It's chords, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, sorry. Yeah, so I have a headset on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Operator, hello.
Help! Ah! Ah! Oh, I'm in trouble! Oh, a fine mess I've got myself into this time. Oh, well, you've done it again, Minji.
5,000 big ones in the hole. Get me, Agnes.
Connecting.
Ring, 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 ring. Ring, ring.
You need to answer the phone.
It's 3 a.m.
Oh, sorry, ring, sorry. Ring, ring.
Oh, my God. Ring again, ring again. Ring, 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 ring.
Operator.
You gotta help me. Operator, there's some bad people. And I owe them 5,000 big ones.
Who do you need to speak to, sir?
The only person I know who can help me out of any situation and who I know has 5,000 big ones. Get me Agnes.
Very well, sir. Connecting.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Agnes, you gotta do something. I know you got premium bonds. You won big on the horses.
Where are you, Mark?
Oh, with the bad people.
Again?
Uh-huh. It's happened again.
I don't work for you anymore, Mark.
Oh, just like everybody, you've abandoned Minji. Oh, I'm all alone.
Can I just say, I think he's Scottish, isn't he? You don't need to be doing an accent. You could just be him.
We're not being anyone. Not being
sorry, yeah, being sorry.
I'm being Minji.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry, back sorry. In, back in. Agnes, you gotta help me.
I don't work for you anymore.
But what about all the good times, like when we were smoking meth in Parliament?
How are we gonna publish this?
When we were smoking meth and cruising. Yeah, come on, for your old pal Minji.
If you carry on, I'll tell them what you did on the Baltimore Bridge.
There is no proof of that. Can I have £5,000, please, Agnes?
Are we... No, ring your other friend.
Okay.
We're not going to carry on with this. That was very good, Ed.
Thank you.
It was good.
Your
I
amateur dramatics
are
superb. Very good.
Thank
very
you.
Good.
I enjoyed that. I feel like I'm if you want to see more from Minji, let us know.
Ed's playing that character, just to be clear.
That's the name of that character. Any resemblance of anyone in real life is entirely coincidental.
Naturally. Can you just explain, one, how you pronounce the man's surname? Mingus.
I think it's Mingus.
Mingus.
It's my aunt's maiden name. It's Mingus.
It's a Scottish thing.
Yeah, it's a Gaelic thing.
But then why is Menzies Campbell pronounced Ming Campbell? Why has he got a plural?
But is he not Mingus Campbell?
Is he? I thought he was Ming.
Well, his nickname is Ming, but presumably that comes from being first name Mingus.
I feel like we don't use minging as like an adjective anymore.
Minging.
It's a banger, isn't it? You do actually use it sometimes.
Yeah. I think I do use it. That's real it's minging.
Calling someone a minger, that's also a good insult, isn't it?
Munter.
Munter, that's
munter
a throwback.
Devastating.
Yeah, munter, yeah.
At school, people used to say munt.
Why? They were too frightened to say cunt?
No, just like it was just shorthand for...
Cunt?
No, for munter.
Ah.
It should be like...
I also think, in the pantheon of insults, pure fanny and wee fanny.
Fanny is a terrible... No one wants to be a fanny.
Mm. We've run out of time.
Oh, no.
We genuinely have. We have to finish the episode.
Oh, no. Minji's not going to like that.
Yeah, I'll just wrap it up, shall I?
Yeah.
That is your role.
I've forgotten how to do this. It's been so long. Thank you very much for listening to the Politics Joe podcast. We will see you on the next one.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.